Hey, listeners, this is Laura. Are you looking for more productivity advice? Please check out my new book, Juliet's School of Possibilities, a little story about the power of priorities. In this fable, we follow ambitious but misguided Riley, whose life is falling apart until her mentor, Juliet, shows her how to spend time well. Juliet's School of Possibilities is available as an audiobook, read by me, and wherever books are sold. Please join me and Riley as we learn to build the lives we want in the time we've got. Visit lauravanderkam.com to learn more. Good morning. This is Laura. Today's tip is to be nice to your future self. Have you ever had the experience of looking at what's on your calendar for the week and saying, "Oh my goodness, why did I agree to this? What on earth was I thinking?" Maybe it's something that is theoretically interesting or fun, but you've just got so much going on right now, and you're committed to this thing, and so you are kicking yourself for saying yes. Does this sound familiar? Well, if you're human, I'm betting it does. I've spent a lot of time thinking about why exactly we agree to things. I think that what happens is that it's hard to say no, and the further something is in the future, the more we feel like we're assigning it to a completely different person. We're telling ourselves, "Oh, June, it will never be June." Or perhaps the conversation with yourself goes something like this: "Oh, June me won't be busy. June me is going to have tons of time." I mean, you do look at your June calendar and it looks pretty clear at the moment, right? So yeah, June me can totally do this. But here's the thing. Come June, you are going to be the exact same person you are now. You are going to be just as busy. You're going to have just as much going on. Only now, you will also have this other commitment that you were lukewarm about in March stacked onto the pile. So here's a better question to ask yourself when you are asked to do something in the future. Would I do this tomorrow? Now, of course, you protest, "I'm busy tomorrow. I'm booked up solid tomorrow," which is somewhat the point because you will be in June as well. But consider this. Would you be tempted to move stuff around or cancel things in order to fit in this new opportunity? If you would, awesome. You're going to be just as excited in June. So go ahead and say yes. I promise you won't be kicking yourself about it. But if the answer is absolutely not, no way would I ever take this on for tomorrow, probably that should be your answer for June too. Because when we think about tomorrow, we can think rationally about the opportunity costs in a way that we just can't for days that are far in the future. When you're asked to do something, the question you should ask yourself is not, "Am I free?" which is often the question that we're asking ourselves about things that occur many months from now. The question is this a better use of my time than the other things I could be doing? Tomorrow, you know exactly what you could be doing. You know exactly what else is on your plate, and you know just how much energy you'll have in a way that it's really hard to picture for the future. Here's some additional motivation for being more careful with the word yes. If you say yes to stuff that's only a 4 or 5 on a 10-point scale, you're going to be too busy to say yes to the things that are a 9 or a 10. You'll already be committed to stuff, and so you won't be able to take on some great new opportunity. And that would be a shame. So what low-value thing are you going to say no to today? What 4 or 5-point thing are you going to decide just shouldn't be in your life in the future? Let's say no and free up space for a 10. This is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. Got a tip or a question? You can share them with me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then Breakfast, P-O-D. You can also email me at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. For the email, just spell those words out. I look forward to connecting and learning how you make the most of your time.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Chelsea Handler, and I'm launching a brand new podcast with iHeartRadio called Life Will Be the Death of Me. And I'm going to talk to all these different people.
My BFF, Mary McCormick.
That's what we should call my book tour, The Apology Tour.
Great idea.
I'm sorry, everyone.
That's what this whole podcast should be called, The Apology Tour.
It should be called With the Orange because of the orange theme of the book. Yeah. Aren't you glad I went to therapy?
Life Will Be the Death of Me with Chelsea Handler. Listen and subscribe at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.